Well, good morning. Dinosaur named Barney. I don't know how it goes. I hate this one so much. So much.
It's the Yankee Doodle, man. They're stealing it. Now, yeah, but it's a stolen song.
It still brings back those horrible images of that creepy-ass dinosaur.
Oi, kids.
Like, what dinosaur? It could give him a cooler voice. Like, come on, no. What is this?
Imagine that guy in that costume all those years.
God, probably.
You know, he's like, you know how the guy probably banked. He probably made some good coin being Barney as long as Barney was around. But, man, nobody knew. I wonder who that guy was. Nobody knows who Barney is.
I'm sure we can find it now.
Famous guy walking around. Hold on, you can see him at the bar. You know, I was famous for a long time. Oh, yeah?
Who played Barney the dinosaur? I'm looking it up real quick, because why not?
If it was like Shaq or something.
It was a guy named David Brad Joyner. Pitt. David Joyner.
David Joyner.
Yeah.
Hmm.
The guy is... he is now a tantric sex therapist.
No. Come on. You're making that up.
3 years after the Barney gig ended in 2001, Joyner became a tantric sex therapist and spiritual healer.
They can't go from Barney the purple dinosaur to yoga sex. What is going on? What are the Teletubbies doing now?
They're running an underground sex dungeon, apparently, or something.
Jeez, man. Come on, Barney. You know what? I guess he could, though. Nobody knows who he is. It's not like he's terrifying kids.
Yep. Way to go, Hunter. Wait. This is your fault for making that intro and then it leading to this and us finding out that the guy who played Barney is now a tantric sex therapist.
We just broke Barney the dinosaur.
Wow. It's just, I mean, honestly, though, just looking at the dinosaur, I can see that. Barney was probably in some freaky deaky stuff. What a weirdo, man.
You almost have to after that. Like the time him being Barney, like his brain was like, I got to do the complete opposite thing to even my life out.
Dude, this is what, according to Vice, a 54-year-old Joyner charges female clients $350 for a 3 to 4 hour session that includes chakra balancing, a bath, a massage, and a cosmic mind blowing orgasm. That's right.
Yes. Hi, dude, lady. I love Barney now.
Hi, lady. Would you like an orgasm?
Hi, lady. You know what it is? It's all the moms that he drove nuts back in the day when he was Barney. She's now like, he's relieving the stress.
No. Leave the costume on. What? This is weird, man.
I've been wanting to do this for 25 years.
I've never expected us to ever go down that route, but we're here.
Wow.
We're here. This is it. Yep. There you go.
And that was live, ladies and gentlemen.
That's it. You got it. All right. Well, we got to keep her moving. As much as we love to talk about Barney's sex, we got to do your morning dump.
It's the Morning Dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, your Morning Dump brought to you by Pump
That
Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit PumpThatSeptic.com. Get out of here, you pervert. Well, how's this for irony? The world's last Blockbuster video store owes its new popularity to Netflix. The store in Bend, Oregon became the last Blockbuster 2 years ago, and now a Netflix documentary about it has helped boost business. The store says more people are visiting, mail orders are up, and they're selling out of t-shirts and other merch. Just let the thing die already.
Shut up, Brock. Why don't you shut up, you short-wearing... come on.
I actually watched the documentary on this, and it's so funny to me, because when you sit there and they try and explain, like, oh, well, it's like, no, it's an antiquated thing. It should not be around.
It's not.
It's
a
pointless
part of our childhood, and you're trying to diminish it. Dude, the video store was a very, very special place in my life. I used to take girls there.
Because that's all we had.
Spend hours there.
You have to understand, though, just because it was a part of your life doesn't mean that it wasn't a bad business plan. Like, it should not be around today. If anything, turn it into a museum. But the computers they still use in there are still like the old DOS computers. Yeah, yeah.
And that lady that could type with one hand on the little numpad. Dude. She just fly through numbers. Yes. Dude, I'm telling you, there's so many great things about the video stores back in the day. What I
love is when they talked about their brilliant idea to get rid of late fees and how they lost like billions of dollars in the first like 6 months. Dude, it's insane. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. The late fees. That was a weird thing you had to figure out as a video store. It's like, well, you need your videos back.
Yep.
If you didn't do late fees, people would just keep them, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Well, and that's like they interviewed people. They're like, oh, yeah, I remember going over to a friend's house after that, and they would just have, they just had stacks of movies. Mm-hmm. They just had stacks of blockbuster movies. It's like, there's no late fees. Why return them?
We would always have late fees, obviously. Come on. You know, we'd return it 2 days late. And then once in a while, Family Video used to like put out a thing in the mail like, hey, we'll wipe your late fees with this coupon. They did it like once a year. Yes. So like once a year, every year, I'm like, yeah, going back.
Yeah.
Gonna get some video games. See, you can rent video games.
What a great, what a great business model. I can't believe they didn't make it. No. It's dude, the last time I had a video card was
you had a bad experience or something.
No, it's the late fee. The last time I got one when Kiki and I still lived in Springfield, I'm like, you know what? Yeah, I'm gonna go get, and it was for like Lions Video or something like that. You know, like one of the knock. And yeah, the first late fee I got, I was like, well, first of all, movies were way too expensive to rent. All right. Way too expensive. And then I got that first late fee. It was late.
New
like,
releases.
It was late like half a day. And I'm like, this is just the worst. This is the worst thing. I feel so bad for my parents.
You know what? Pay the late fee and like the video store. Brock, here's another reason why you should like the video store. They had an adult section.
I could literally get the entire world's collection of porn on my phone. Why
it's
would
not
I need
the
to,
same?
Yeah, because the people that went to movie stores for the adult videos were the kind of people I want to strive to be. Yeah, that guy with the pencil thin mustache and the turtleneck with the gold chain and those kind of rose colored glasses. That's not the guy I want to be like at all.
Masturbation. We used to make a day out of it, Brock. Now you just click a mouse and you're done in 2 minutes. I'm telling you, you're missing out.
No.
You didn't rent enough videos back in the day or something. Or that guy behind the counter didn't like you.
Okay, let's make sure we get everyone together. Let's hop in the car. Let's get stuck in traffic. Let's waste gas. Let's stand in line. Oh, the movie I wanted isn't in. Oh, that's great. Well, I guess I'll rent a different movie that I didn't want to watch. Okay, now I'm going to overpay to not own the movie, just to rent it. And if I don't return it in time, I got to pay extra for this movie that I didn't want. Oh, the kids want overpriced candy. Let's buy that. What a great experience. And then let's get back in the car. Let's waste more time driving, more gas. What a beautiful experience that was.
It's a big negative, Nancy. You know what? Here's my last reason why video stores were great. Yeah. Netflix, if the movie's not great or perfect, I just turn it off. Yeah. Hell with it. Yeah. This one I had to watch. The ones from the video store, you had to finish because you paid for it and you had to return it. You couldn't keep it. You couldn't watch it next week.
Well,
no. Now it's just like, whatever. What are you stupid Netflix movies?
You will never, ever, ever justify the awfulness of Netflix. compared to now. Literally, I can get
you're paying more for Netflix now than you would ever pay for a video.
You know what?
Back then,
I will give the owners of Netflix daily massages as long as I don't have to go back to a video store. End of story. There's a reason
Come
why
on,
there's
Blockbuster.
I hope it burns to the ground.
Hold strong, Blockbuster. Hold strong.
Anyway, so good luck. Good luck to that horrible experience. Lastly, in a study that does not need to be done, drinking too much wine can cause blurry vision. Yeah, no kidding. The right amount of wine, particularly red wine, can improve your vision. However, if you drink the wrong wine, it can make your vision worse. Which, I mean, do any booze, isn't that any booze?
Makes you, gives you double vision. I mean, what kind of a study is that? How long did they study on that? How much time are we wasting on studies?
You know, exactly. We've had this conversation before. Whenever I read a dumb study, all right, literal scientists, when I hear that scientists did this study, I'm like, look, we have diseases that need to be cured, okay? Mm. We have different things that are so much more important, but yet we're putting money on, does wine make your vision blurry? Look.
Here's the thing. If you walk through the door that goes outside, you're outside.
You're out. What? We need to
No way.
We need to put our top minds on top of this. What are we doing?
If you run, you go faster.
Look, we're going to put government taxpayer dollars to study whether or not a movie store is worthless or not, okay? And we're going to waste our money and our resources.
And the study would find that it's not.
So, folks, if you drink an entire box of wine, you're going to have blurry vision. I don't know what else to tell you. That's basic.
Yeah.
All right. Mm-hmm. Good enough. So what do we got? We got useless movie stores and we got blurry vision.
No.
That is your morning dump. We'll be back.
The Morning Dump, brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them today, 269-445-7777, or visit pumpthatseptic.com.